Good morning. We are continuing in Philippians. We are looking at joy. Chapters 1 and 2, Paul has given us many reasons for joy. And as we move into chapter 3, he begins with a command. Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord.
弟兄们, 我还有话说,
but then after this command, he begins to give us a warning.
但是在这个命令之后,
I'm paraphrasing what he's going to say. There are people who are going to destroy your joy by lying to you.
他说的, 保罗的话是说, 会有些人会毁掉你的喜乐, 他们对你撒谎,
they're going to lie about who you are.
他们要对你撒谎, 就关于你的身份, 会对你撒谎,
they will tell you you're not good enough to deserve God's love.
他们会跟你说, 你不够好, 所以你不配得神的爱,
and they will try to lead you astray.
他们也会就试图把你带到偏路上去。
Over and over in the Gospels, we see Jesus say to people,
一次又一次我们在圣经上看到耶稣对人说,
you are not who others say you are.
你不是别人所说的那个你。
You are mine.
你是我的。
You are loved.
你是被爱的。
Religious leaders bring a woman caught in adultery to Jesus.
那些宗教领袖把一个行淫的妇人抓来放到耶稣面前。
What they see is a woman who deserves to be stoned to death.
他们看到的这个女人是应该被石头打死的。
But he looks at her and he sees a soul that he came to redeem.
但是耶稣看到这个女人，他看到的是一个等待他来拯救的一个人。
Paul looks at Jesus, looks at Zacchaeus.
然后耶稣看到撒该。
Everyone around sees a dishonest tax collector.
别人看撒该，认识他是一个不诚实的税吏。
But Jesus says,
但是耶稣说,
salvation is coming to your house today.
他说今天救恩就要临到你的家。
You are not who everyone sees.
你不是别人所看到的那个你。
You're a new person. People might look at you. They might say, you're not good enough. God can't do anything with you. You might even say that to yourself. You look in the mirror and say, I'm nothing. But Jesus looks at you and says, you're a person I came to redeem.
但是耶稣看到你, 耶稣说,
I have a wonderful plan for you.
我对你有一个奇妙的计划。
Your life is not wasted.
你的生命不会浪费。
And so this morning we're going to look at a question that Paul asked for us.
所以今天我们要一起看一看保罗问我们的一个问题。
We're going to look at his answer.
我们看看保罗的回答。
But as we look at his answer, I want you to ask yourself, who am I?
我是谁?
Not who do other people say I am?
不是别人眼中的我,
but who does God say I am?
而是神说我是谁?
Because it seems to me in chapter 3 that Paul shows us that knowing who we are through God's eyes is a key to being a joyful person.
因为我在第三章里我看到保罗认为说, 能够知道神眼中的你是什么样，是我们喜乐的一个关键。
At the beginning of chapter 3, I have to give you a little history lesson.
所以在这个第三章开始之前，我给大家一个小小的历史课。
I'll try to keep it short and simple.
所以这个很简单，很短的一段。
But there was a group of people in the first century called the Judaizers.
第一世纪的时候，曾经有这样一小群的人，他们把自己叫做犹太基督徒。
They said it's fine to worship Jesus.
他们说敬拜耶稣挺好。
But you must also keep the Jewish laws.
但是你也必须要遵守犹太教的这些律法,
circumcision,
要受割礼,
the food laws,
要在食物上要遵守这些禁忌,
the sacrifices,
而且要献祭。
They had come to Philippi.
他们来到了菲律比。
They had begun to preach this to Gentile Christians in Philippi.
他们在菲律比对着外邦的这些信徒们就讲这些道理。
And some of these Christians had listened to them.
有一些这些外邦基督徒信了他们了。
And they had begun to think, We Gentiles are second-class Christians.
所以这些人就觉得我们这些外邦的信徒都是二流的基督徒。
We're not quite as good as the Jewish believers.
我们没有这些犹太基督教犹太的信徒那么敬虔。
And so they're losing their joy.
所以他们就没有喜乐了。
And so Paul begins to warn about these people.
所以保罗就开始警告人们要防备这些人。
We're going to be working through the first part of Philippians 3 if you want to keep your Bibles this morning.
所以打开 菲利比书三章第三节，我们从第三节开始。
He tells them in verse 1 to rejoice in the Lord.
他在第一节里他说我们要在主里喜乐，靠主喜乐。
And he says, I'm going to now write to you some important things.
然后他就说我要给你们写一些很重要的事。Verse
2，第二节。 Look out for the dogs.
要应当防备犬类。Look
out for the evildoers.
防备作恶的。Look
out for those who mutilate the flesh.
防备妄自行割的。
Paul is not being very nice.
这里我们看保罗好像不那么友好。
This is very blunt, almost rude.
保罗说的这些点出来这些名字就是骂人的话。
He says, these Judaizers, these false teachers,
他说的实际上就是这些所谓犹太基督徒这些假教师。
They're dogs.
他们是犬类。
They're evildoers.
他们是作恶的。
They're mutilators.
他们是妄自行割的。
Now, if you have a cute little puppy named Fluffy,
如果你有一个小小的一个宠物狗, 就是毛茸茸的, 你叫它毛球。
Understand that when Paul calls these people dogs, he's not talking about a pet.
你要知道保罗把这些人叫做犬类, 他可不是说一个小小的可爱的宠物狗。
The dogs in Paul's days were wild scavengers.
保罗时代这些狗就是野狗, 在街上到处找腐尸, 吃的这种野狗。
They were dangerous. No one kept pet dogs.
那个时代没有人养宠物狗, 这些狗都是很危险的。
So he's saying these false teachers are dangerous wild animals. Stay away from them.
所以保罗是说这些假教师, 他们就是像街上到处游走的野狗一样。
He calls them
要远离他们。
Evildoers.
他把他们叫作恶的。
Now these Judaizers prided themselves on their good works.
这些犹太教的这些基督徒们, 他们很得意, 他们都遵守所有律法, 他们做好事情。
They said, look how carefully we keep the law.
他们会说, 看看我们怎么样遵守律法。
Paul says, they're not doing good works.
但是保罗说, 他们没有在行善事。
They're evildoers.
他们在作恶。
And then worst,
更糟的是,
he calls them mutilators.
他说他们叫做妄自行割的。
You see, they required circumcision to be saved.
因为他们认为你必须要受割礼才能够被救。
And Paul says, we don't have to do that.
保罗说我们不需要这样做。
They're mutilating people for no reason.
他们去给人妄自行割礼都是没有任何好的理由去。
He goes on and he rejects everything they have to say.
所以保罗就等于是否认了他们这些人所说的一切的话。
Verse 3, he says, we believers, we Christians, we're the true circumcision.
到第三节保罗说, 因为真受割礼的乃是我们这以神的灵敬拜。
We're the true worshipers by the Spirit of God.
我们以神的灵敬拜。
And we glory not in the law, but in Christ Jesus.
夸口的不是能够遵守律法，而是靠着耶稣基督。
This word glory means to boast, to brag.
所以他这里头他说到的这个就是夸口，或者是给自己得荣耀。
Paul says, we don't go around boasting in our good works.
所以保罗说我们不是到处走给人宣扬我们的善行来夸口。
We boast about Jesus Christ.
我们夸口是靠着耶稣基督来夸口。
Please understand this morning.
你要记得,
the only reason you are a believer is because of what Jesus has done in your life.
所以保罗在强调，你成为一个基督徒最重要的原因，不是因为你做了什么，而是因为耶稣基督在你身上所做的。He
is your glory.
所以耶稣基督才是我们的荣耀。
That has to be the foundation of your faith.
这才应该是你信仰的根基。
Because if you build your faith on any other foundation, someday your confidence will be shattered.
因为如果你的信仰是建立在任何别的事情上的基础上, 有一天它会被毁掉的。
If your confidence is in your faithful church attendance,
如果你的信心是建立在, 哦, 你每个星期都来教会,
your generosity, your good works,
你慷慨乐捐, 然后你做了很多善事,
someday you will face a crisis and those things will not help.
有一天你会面对一个危机, 这些你做的这些事都不能帮你。
Paul says there's only one reason to glory.
所以保罗说只有一件事我们可以夸口。
Only one thing gives us confidence.
只有一件事能够让我们有信心。
And that's Christ Jesus.
那就是基督耶稣。
And so then he begins to give us two pictures that help us to understand this confidence we have.
所以保罗接着下来就画了两个图像，让我们帮助我们来理解我们心里的信心。
The question I'm asking this morning is, who am I?
今天早上我问大家的问题是。
And Paul gives us two answers.
所以保罗给了两个答案。
First of all, he gives us a picture of who he was before he met Jesus.
首先保罗给了一个图像，就是他在认识基督之前。
Who he was, who am I, when he was relying on his own self-righteousness.
在他认识耶稣之前，他是靠着他自己的自以为意，自己的意去来看，来得到信心。
Paul says in verse 4, I put no confidence in the flesh.
保罗在第四节说，其实我也可以靠肉体。
And then he says, though I myself have reason for confidence in the flesh.
他说我可以靠肉体，但我不是靠着他的。
I like what he does. He doesn't say, I'm not good enough, so I'm going to pretend it doesn't matter.
他没有是保罗没有说啊，我不够好，所以我也不假装我那么好。
He says, if there is anyone who could brag, it's me.
但是保罗实际上说的是什么？他说任何人可以靠着自己夸口。
If anyone else thinks he has a reason for confidence in the flesh, I have even more.
他说若是别人想他可以靠肉体，我更可以靠着了，因为我在这上面做的是很好。
Paul's saying, hey, you dogs, you evil doers.
保罗是说你们这些犬类，你们这些作恶的。
You think you can brag?
你觉得你可以靠你自己吹牛吗？
I can brag even more.
我可以比你吹牛吹得更厉害。
He says, I was circumcised on the eighth day.
他说你看我第八天就受割礼。
You make that a requirement, I already met it.
你们要求人要受割礼，我已经受了割礼。
I was of the people of Israel.
我是以色列族人。
You say Jews are better? I was a Jew. I'm a Jew.
你们说犹太人是更好的基督徒，那我已经是我是犹太人。
In fact, he says, I'm not just a Jew.
他说我可不只仅仅是犹太人。
I'm of the tribe of Benjamin.
我是便雅悯支派的。
That's one of the two honored tribes.
这个便雅悯支派是神所荣耀的这么。
I was a Hebrew of the Hebrews.
我是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
My religious heritage was perfect.
他说我的宗教出身是毫无瑕疵的。
And he says, look at my accomplishments.
你再看看我做了些我的成就。
As to the law, I was a Pharisee.
他说从这个律法上说，我是法利赛人。
Now I know today we think of a Pharisee as a hypocrite.
我们今天看到法利赛人，我们都觉得就是假冒伪善。
But when Paul wrote this, that's not how they thought about a Pharisee.
但保罗写这封书信的时候，法利赛人可不是。
This was a title of honor.
这个法利赛人，这个是实际上是很有荣耀、很荣耀的一个头衔。
This was the person who prayed the most.
这个人如果是非常敬虔的祷告。
Who gave the most to the poor?
而且去给穷人捐的最多的。
Who worked hardest in the church?
他们在教会里服侍最多的。
And who had the thickest Bible?
他们的圣经也是最厚的，这样的人才是法利赛人。
He was impressive.
所以保罗就觉得保罗的简历我们看起来真是让人印象深刻。
Verse 6, as to zeal, I was a persecutor of the church.
第六节保罗说，就热心来说，我是逼迫教会的。
Now again, you say, that doesn't sound good.
你说这听起来不太好啊。
But remember, in the eyes of these people, Christians are false teachers.
但是你知道，在当时这犹太人的眼中看来，这教会的这个基督教会的人其实都是假教师。
So Paul is saying, I stood for truth.
所以保罗是在这跟他们讲，你看我是逼迫教会。
This is the person who teaches right doctrine.
我是因为我是为真理而站立的。
Who attacks false teachers?
我去攻击那些假教师。
He's bold for the truth.
所以保罗是为了这个真理而战，很勇敢的。
As to righteousness under the law, I was blameless.
他说就律法上的义说，我是无可指摘的。
By any standards of the Old Testament, I was a righteous person.
用旧约的任何一个标准来讲，我都是一个义人。
Now at this point, the people who are hearing Paul's letter read think, wow.
在这个时候，大家听着，因为在教会里都是把保罗的书信念给所有的会众，大家一听肯定就觉得哇。
He would make a great pastor.
保罗一定可以做一个很好的牧师。
I mean, he has everything right.
因为你看他做的一切事情，他所有的他都有了。
But I want you to notice the next word.
但是你需要记住。
This is who I was, he says.
保罗说了这一大篇，他就说我过去是这样的。
I was self-righteous.
我过去是自以为意的。
I could look in the mirror and say, I am a great person.
我可以看着镜子对自己说啊，我真是个好人。
And I'm also very humble.
而且我也很谦卑啊。
But then verse 7.
然后到了第七节。
Begins with a very important word.
这个第七节的开头是一个非常重要的词。
But.
但是。
Now in my Bible when I'm reading, I often circle the word but.
我在读我的圣经的时候，我看到 but 这个就是但是这个词，我从来都是要把它标出来的。
Because it often means I was going this way, and now there is a dramatic turnaround.
因为但是这个词出现的时候，常常就意味着这个方向突然大改，一下子出现一个拐点。
Paul says, "This is who I was."
所以保罗说，过去我是这样。
A self-righteous person who had great confidence in what I was doing.
我过去是自以为意的，而且我对我自己非常有信心。
But
但是
Let me tell you who I am now.
我告诉你现在我是谁。
But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ.
第七节，只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在用在因基督都当作有损的。
Some of you understand accounting.
我们中间可能大家也知道这个做会计是。
I don't. All I know is some days I have money and some days I don't.
我不会算账，我从来我只知道有一些天我有钱，有些日子我没钱花。
But for an accountant.
但是对于一个会计算账的人来说。
You have a column with your credits, with your gains.
你这个账上肯定都有两行，一行就是你的。
You have a column with your losses, your debits.
然后另外一列就是你的。
Paul says, I had a long list of credits.
所以保罗说我这个收益的这一栏上我很长。
My family heritage, my accomplishments, my zeal.
我的出身，我然后我的成就，包括我的热心。
But he says, I have moved all of that from the credit column to the debit side.
他说但是现在我把这所有的一切，这个收益的这一栏里的所有的内容都给挪到债务的这一栏。
Verse 8, I count everything as loss.Because of the surpassing worth of knowing Jesus Christ, my Lord.
第八节，不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
He says, I took that long list of credits.
他说我过去有这么长长的一列都是我的信用。
I moved them to the debit column.
但是现在我把这一切的我的收益都给挪到我的债务那一栏。
And now I have only one thing in the credit column.
现在在我的信用一栏里只有一样事情。
But it's of surpassing worth.
但是这个是至宝，是超过远超过别的一切的。
Knowing Jesus Christ, my Lord.
就是认识我主基督耶稣。
Everything else, he says, I count as rubbish.
他说所有别的一切我都当作有损的。
Something that should be thrown away.
那些都是粪土，都可以扔掉的。
Not because they were bad.
不是因为这些事不是好事。
It wasn't bad to be a Jew.
做犹太人也不是什么坏事。
It's not bad to keep the law.
而且遵守律法也不是坏事。
It's not bad to be zealous for the truth.
为真理而有热心，这也不是坏事。
But he says they were rubbish because they kept me from trusting in Christ for my salvation.
但是现在我把它视为粪土，因为这些事情让我不能够完全的信靠基督。
Even good things are rubbish if they keep us from Jesus.
如果一件好事情让我们不能够认识基督的话，这个好事也是。
You see, one of the things that can keep us from trusting in Jesus is when we're a good person.
你知道有一件事情让我们不能够完完全全把信心放在基督身上，就是我们觉得自己是好人啊。
When we have a list of virtues that we can count.
我们有很多美德，我可以一条条列出。
We say, I go to church, I read my Bible.
你可以说我去教会，我也读圣经。
I give to the poor.
我也捐献。
I'm a good person.
我是个很好的人。
And that can keep me from putting my faith in Christ alone for my salvation.
但是从就我的救赎来说，这些事情可以让我不能够把我的信心全都放在耶稣身上。
Chapter 3 is important to me.
这个腓立比书第三章对我很重要。
Because I lived there.
因为我曾经就是这样生活。
I could kind of write like Paul did.
我可以像保罗一样写出这么一个简历。
My father was a pastor.
我爸爸是牧师。
I started to go to church when I was 7 days old.
我只有七天大的时候就来教会了。
When I was 7 years old, I began playing the piano for church.
我只有七岁的时候就已经在教会司琴了。
I went to a Christian school.
然后我也去了基督教大学。
I won an award for memorizing Bible verses.
然后靠着背圣经还得了很多奖呢。
I went to a Christian college.
然后上大学也去基督教大学。
I kept the rules.
我遵守一切的律法。
I taught in a Christian school.
而且我甚至我在基督教大学教书。
But here's the problem.
但是问题在于。
those things were rubbish.
这些事情都是粪土。
Because they kept me from trusting in Jesus.
因为这些事情让我不能够完全的信靠基督。
If you had asked me, are you a Christian?
如果你问我，你是基督徒吗？
I would have said yes.
我当然会说我是啊。
I believe in Jesus. I've trusted in Him.
我相信耶稣，我信靠耶稣。
But inside, I would have thought.
但是在我心里头，我会想。
You dummy!
你这个傻瓜。
Why do you ask that?
你干嘛这样问我嘞？
Of course, I'm a Christian. I teach at a Christian school.
我当然是基督徒了。我在基督教大学教书呢。
And God had to show me through Philippians 3.
神就通过腓立比书第三章告诉
That having a father as pastor,
有一个牧师做爸爸
growing up in church,
在教会长大
playing the piano for church,
在教会司琴
teaching in a Christian school,
在基督教大学教书
none of that meant that I knew Jesus as my Lord.
这一切都并不意味着我就认识耶稣是我的
You see, you might be a little offended that anyone could question your religious resume.
有时候你可能会有点生气，如果任何人还会问你说，怀疑你的这个属灵宗教的这个简历有假。
But Paul says to every one of us.
但是保罗对我们每一个人说
，Don't put your faith in those things.
你不要把你的信心放在那些事情。
Because when it comes to knowing Jesus, those things are rubbish.
因为关于认识耶稣、认识基督的事情来，这些事情都是粪土。
Paul says that's who I was.
保罗说我过去是那样的。
But now let me move to good news.
但是现在我们来听听好消息。
Because now Paul says this is who I am.
保罗说现在我是这样的。
Who am I?
我是谁
？Verse 9.
第九节。
I have a righteousness that comes from faith in Christ.
他说我现在的利益不是因律法而得的义，而是因信神而来的义。
I've counted everything as rubbish.
我现在把万事都视为粪土。
In order that I may gain Christ.
这样我就能为要得着基督。
Verse 9, and be found in him.
并且得以在他里面。
Not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law.
不是有自己的律法而得的义。
But that which comes through faith in Christ.
而是信有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义。
Paul says.
保罗说。
My righteousness, my standing before God is based not on what I've done, but on what Christ has done.
我的义，我站在神面前，我不是因为我做了什么事，而是因为我信神。
Not on my good works.
不是因为我做了善事。
But on the finished work of Christ on the cross.
而是因为基督在十字架上所成就的。
So what happens when we put our faith in Him alone?
所以当我们把我们的信心单单放在耶稣身上的时候发生
Paul says, after I did that,
保罗说当我这么做了以后
everything changed.
一切都变了
All my goals became different.
我的目标全都变了
And so in verse 10 he says, who am I?
第十节他说我是谁
I am a person who wants to know Christ above all.
我是想要认识耶稣基督的人
This is my goal.
这就是我的目标
That I may know him.
使我认识基督
and the power of his resurrection,
晓得他复活的大能
and may share his sufferings,
并且晓得和他一同受苦
becoming like him in his death,
效法他的死
Paul says, I don't want just to know about Jesus.
保罗说我并不是想仅仅知道关于耶稣的事情
You can learn a lot of facts about Jesus in Sunday school.
你可以在主日学里学到关于耶稣的很多的事实
But Paul says, I want more than that.
但是保罗说我想要知道的更多
I want to know him personally.
我想要能够从个人层面上去认识他
Experientially, I want to know him.
从个人的经历上来认识他
Now, if you're married, you understand this.
如果你是结婚的你就知道这一点
Before I ever dated Sue,
我跟我太太苏露约会之前
I knew some things about her.
我知道关于她的一些事情
We taught in the same school, we attended the same church.
我们在一个学校教书，我们也去同一个教会。
As we dated, I learned more about her.
然后我们约会以后，我就开始对她有更多了解。
What food she liked and what she didn't like.
她喜欢吃什么样的东西，不喜欢吃什么。
But then, during 36 years of marriage, I learned.Who she truly was.
然后在我们36年的婚姻之中，我就真正的了解她是什么样的人。
I knew her.
我了解她。
And Paul says,
保罗说
I want to do more than know facts about Jesus.
他说我想我对于基督我想要了解的比一些事实要更多。
I don't want to just learn some stories about his life.
我并不是仅仅只想知道耶稣生活中我们常常说的一些故事而已。
I want to know him.
我想要认识他。
Who was I?
我过去是谁？
I was a person trusting in my own self-righteousness.
我过去是个自以为意的相信自己的一个人。
But now,
但是现在,
I am a person who trusts in Christ alone.
我现在是把我的信心单单放在耶稣上。
I'm a person whose chief goal in life is to know Christ.
我生命之中最重要的一个目标就是认识耶稣。
I am a person, he says, who wants to know the power of his resurrection.
他说我想要晓得他复活的大能。
He's telling us what it means to know Christ.
他告诉我们什么认识耶稣意味着什么?
And he says to know Christ means to know the power of his resurrection.
他说认识基督就意味着晓得他复活的大能。
Now think what that means.
这是什么意思呢?
Jesus is in the tomb.
耶稣在坟墓里。
They've beat him, they've crucified him, he's dead.
他们鞭打他,然后又把他钉死十字架,他死了。
And he's raised to life and walks out of the tomb.
但是他死里复活又从这坟墓里走出来了。
That's the power of the resurrection.
这就是复活的大能。
And Paul says that power now belongs to us.
保罗是说现在这复活的大能也属于我们。
Ephesians 2, Paul says you were dead in trespasses and sins.
以弗所书二章第一节，你们死在过犯罪恶中。
But God, even when we were dead, made us alive.
但是当我们死在过犯中的时候，他叫我们活过来。
The power that raised Jesus from the dead has delivered us from the power of sin.
所以能让耶稣基督从死里复活的大能也能够让我们从过犯罪恶之中活过来。
You see, remember my religious resume.
你还记得我自己的这个宗教的这个简历吗？
A good kid who grew up in church.
我是个很好的孩子，我在教会长大。
The church pianist.
然后在教会又司琴。
But here's the problem.
但是问题在于
that resume could never free me from the power of sin.
这些我的这个长长的这个简历，宗教的简历，并不能够让我在最终得自由。
Outwardly, I could look like a good person.
从外表上看，我可能是个很好的人。
But I was still a prisoner to sin.
但是我仍然是罪的囚徒。
A prisoner to anger.
而且我也受愤怒的
辖制。To pride, to self-centeredness.
我自己也很骄傲，而且是自我中心的。
On the outside, I could look good.
在外面我可以看起来很好。
But I was dead in my sins.
但是在我的罪中我是死的。
And only the power that raised Jesus from the dead could deliver me.
只有能够让主耶稣复活的这个大能，能够让把我从这过犯罪恶中解救出来。
If you want to be a truly joyful person,
如果你想真正成为一个喜乐的人，
If you want to live a victorious Christian life, you must know the power of the resurrection.
如果你想要能够做一个得胜的基督徒，你必须要知道复活的大能。
Because that's the key to our daily life.
因为这是我们每一天去生活的关键。
You imagine the disciples.
想象一下这些门徒。
When Jesus appears in the upper room.
当耶稣在就是死后在这个。
They can see the marks in his hands.
他们可以看到他手上的钉。
They know he was crucified.
他们知道耶稣曾经已经被钉在十字架上。
And now he stands in front of them.
然后他站在他们面前。
I imagine if the next day you had met one of the disciples.
我可以想象一下，如果第二天你见到了某一他门徒中的某一位。
Who are you?
你就问你是谁？
He would have said, I'm a follower of the only man in history.
他说我是那个历史上唯一的这么一个人的门徒。
Who has been crucified?
他被钉在十字架上。
Buried in a tomb for three days.
他被埋葬在坟墓里。
And then raised from the dead.
然后又从死里复活了。
Maybe you would say, are you sure you have the power to live as a follower of Jesus?
你会问你说你真的确信你能够有这个大能？就是复活的大能作为耶稣的门徒吗？
That's going to be hard.
这个太难了。
People are going to laugh at you.
人会嘲笑你。
Your family may reject you.
你的家庭说不定都会拒绝你。
Are you sure you can do it?
你确信你能够跟从他吗？
I think that disciple would laugh at you.
我想这个门徒可能会。
Did you not hear what I said?
你没听到我刚才说什么吗？
I'm a follower of the only man in history.
我是这个历史上唯一的这么一个人的跟从。
Who has been crucified. Buried in a tomb for 3 days.
他被埋在坟墓里三天。
And then raised from the dead.
然后他从死里复活了。
Of course I can make it.
当然我能够做他的跟从。
Not because of my power.
不是因为我自己的能力。
But because of the power of his resurrection.
而是因为他复活的大能。
And 2,000 years later.
2,000 年以后。
When you and I go through life.
当你和我，我们在日常生活中。
And we face the challenges of our world.
当我们面对这个世界的一些挑战的时候。
And at times we think, how can I make it?
经常会有时候我们会觉得我可能都过不去了，我怎么办？
The same answer is true.
同样的答案还是。
We are followers of the only man in history.
我们是在跟从这历史上唯一的这么一
个。To be crucified.
他被钉在十字架。
Buried in a tomb for 3 days.
他被埋在坟墓里三天。
And raised from the dead.
然后又从死里复活。
And Paul says.
所以保罗说。
That power belongs to us.
这个复活的大能现在属于我们。
Who is Paul?
保罗是谁？
Someone who has been saved by faith in Christ alone.
他是靠着因信称义。
Someone who wants to know Christ.
他想要认识基督。
Someone who wants to know the power of his resurrection.
他想要晓得他复活的大能。
And then he says.
然后保罗说。
And may share in his sufferings.
并且晓得和他一同受苦。
Becoming like him in his death.
效法他的死。
Now you might say, "Wait a minute."
你说这等一下。
Knowing Christ sounds okay.
认识基督听起来很好啊。
Knowing the power of His resurrection, that sounds great.
晓得他复活的大能听起来太棒了。
But to share in His suffering and death.
和他一同受苦。
I don't want that.
效法他的死。
That's too hard.
这个我不想要，这个太难了。
But Paul knows.
但是保罗知道。
That if we have shared in the power of His resurrection.
如果我们跟他一同有复活的大能
，We will now have the grace to share in his suffering.
我们现在就有这样的恩典，可以和他一同受苦。
Paul understands this because he's in prison.
保罗理解这一点，因为当时他就在监狱里。
And they may kill him.
他们很可能就要判死刑。
And the only way he has the strength to stand up to that.
在他能够有这个力气，能够有这个力量，能够面对这一切的唯一的原因。
Is because he has experienced the power of the resurrection in his life.
是因为他在他的生命之中已经经历过这复活的大能。
If you and I have not been transformed by the power of Christ's resurrection,
如果你我不曾被这个复活的大能而改变的话
，we will run when there's suffering.
当困难来临的时候，我们肯定就要逃跑。
We'll give up when there's discouragement and conflict.
如果我们遇到一些让我们失望的事情。如果有冲突的时候，我们就想要放弃。
But if we truly know Christ,
但如果我们真正的认识
，If we have experienced firsthand the power of His resurrection,
如果我们真正体验过他复活的大能
，We will have the strength to endure suffering.
我们就会有这样的力量去忍受受苦。
Quickly, verse 11.
我们再很快的来到第十一节。
What's the result of knowing Christ?
认识基督的结果是什么
？That by any means possible.
所以。这个中文的很简单，就是
whatever it takes，
它实际上它的英文的意思就是
I may attain
什么样的这个方式我能够
I may attain the resurrection from the dead，
我也得以从死里复活。
Paul says，
保罗说
，If you have trusted not in your own righteousness，
保罗说，如果你相信的不是你自己的义
，but in the death and resurrection of Jesus，
而是耶稣基督复活的
，you have the promise of eternal life。
你就有了这永生的盼望
，and that gives joy.
永生的应许，这让你得喜乐。
If your confidence is in your own self-righteousness,
如果你的信心只是在你自以为意
，you're going to someday realize I'm not good enough.
有一天你会意识到我不够好。
But if your confidence is in faith in Jesus Christ,
但是如果你的信心是建立在耶稣基督身上
，what He has done,
他所做的
，you have the promise of eternal life.
你就有他的应许，你可以有永生的应许。
This week I had breakfast with a man who just learned he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
我这个星期跟一个朋友一起吃饭，他刚刚知道他有第四级的这个胰腺癌。
He has just a few weeks to live.
他大概只有几个星期的生命。
And honestly, I dreaded breakfast.
所以说实话，我跟他一起吃早饭的时候，我心里头我有点担心。
I thought, This is going to be a very discouraging meal. But it wasn't. He knows his prognosis is bad. He's already in pain. And he said to me, I've lived for Jesus for 30 years. He is my only hope. Yes, I dread the pain. But I do not fear eternity. Because I know I will be with Jesus. Here's what he was saying. My righteousness comes from faith in Christ alone. I know Christ. I know the power of his resurrection. And so as I face suffering and death, I know that I have the promise of the resurrection from the dead. As I talked to that man, I remembered another story. 10 years ago, I preached a sermon about how we can know we are born again.
我当时做了讲道的时候讲到我们怎么才知道自己是重生。
And after the service, a lady came up to me and said, I need to talk to you.
所以在这个讲道结束之后, 一个女士就来问我,
I need help.
她说我需要帮助。
She said, I'm 65 years old.
她说我今年65了。
I've gone to church all my life.
我一辈子都去教会。
I go to church every Sunday.
每周日都去教会。
I work in a Christian ministry.
我在一个基督教的机构工作。
She said, I have done everything right in my life.
她说我一辈子我做的都是正确的事。
Except,
只有一样,
but I don't really know Jesus.
我并不真正的认识基督。
I've never put my faith in Jesus.
我也从来没有把自己的信心放在。
I've always felt comfortable because of how good I am.
我一向对自己自我感觉良好, 因为我觉得我是很好的人。
And she said, last week I was diagnosed with cancer.
她说上个星期我医生告诉我得了癌症。
I'm going to die.
她说我要,我快死了。
And I have no confidence in the future.
她说我对于未来,我心里没有信心。
How can I truly know Christ?
她说我怎么样才能真正的认识耶稣呢?
I'm glad to tell you that before she passed away, this lady put her faith not in her good works, but in Christ alone.
我很高兴地告诉大家, 在那个女士去世之前, 她把她的信心放在耶稣身上, 她靠着她自己的善行来过日子。
At her funeral, they read a testimony that she wrote to be read.
她在她的葬礼上, 大家念了一封她写好的见证。
That said, I have finally learned what it means to trust in Christ alone for salvation.
她说我最后我终于知道什么是真正的把信心放在耶稣身上。
I suspect that in our congregation,
我有点怀疑, 在我们的会众之中,
there's three groups of people.
这有,
some of you could testify with Paul.
有的人就跟保罗一样,
I've put my faith in Christ alone.
有的人可以说,
my greatest goal in life is to know Christ and the power of his resurrection.
我的生命最重要的,
but I suspect that there's some of us who your testimony might be something like this. Here's a list of my good works.
你看,
here's all the good things I do.
你看看,
here's a list of how many times I went to church last year.
你看,
right, here's the tax receipts that show how much I gave.
然后我这个税单上面也列出来我给教会捐了多少钱。
I'm a good person.
我是个好人呢。
And maybe this morning the Holy Spirit has whispered to you,
也许今天早上这圣灵就跟你说悄悄话。
It's not enough.
这不够。
You're trusting in the wrong things.
你把信靠放在不对的事情上。
Understand, I'm not saying you're a bad person.
你要记得我可不是说你不是个好人。
I believe you when you say, I've lived a good life.
当你说, 哦, 我过得, 我这一辈子过得挺好的, 我相信你说的没错。
But Paul says it's not enough.
但是保罗说这不够。
And so this morning I invite you to pray.
所以我今天早上我邀请你一起祷告。
To say, God.
你要说神。
I want to move my self-righteousness out of the credit column, and I want to put my trust in Christ alone.
我想要把我自己的这个自以为意的这一些事情从这个我的信用这栏上给挪出来。我想要把我的信心全都放在你身上。
And so this morning, I want to just take a moment to pray.
所以我想要大家能够花一点点时间。
I want to ask you to bow your heads.
所以请大家都低下头。
I want to ask, is there anyone who wants to say, raise your hand and say, yes, I need to trust in Christ alone.
我邀请大家，如果你想要说这句话，就请举起手来说，也是的，我需要认识基督。
To say, I want to know that He is my only Savior.
我想要知道他是我唯一的救主。
Thank you. You can put your hand down.
好，谢谢，你可以把手放下。
And then there may be those, a third group.
还有一群人，就是第三群人。
That you would say,
你可能会说
I've put my faith in Christ.
我已经把我的信心放在耶稣身上了。
But truthfully, knowing Christ has kind of been secondary.
但是说实话，认识基督对我来讲并不是最重要的。
Because there's a lot of other good things in this world.
因为这个世界上有太多很好的事情让我去追求了。
This morning, would you pray?
你今天早上可不可以这样祷告
？Raise your hand to say, God, I want to recommit to knowing you.
你把手举起来，你说主啊，我希望我能够再次委身。
I don't want to just know about Jesus.
我不想要仅仅只是知道关于耶稣的事情而已。
I want to truly know.
我想要真正的认识你。
Is there anyone who says yes? That's my prayer this morning.
如果任何人说哦，这就是我应该做的祷告的话。
And put your hands down and let's pray together.
我们就一起来祷告。
Dear God,
亲爱的主。
Nothing we do is good enough.
我们所做的一切都不够好。
Nothing we trust in is enough.
我们所把我们的信心放在别的一些任何事情上都不够。
And so this morning we come to you with this prayer.
所以今天早上我们来到你面前带着这样的祷告。
For those who have raised their hand to say, I want to put my faith in Christ alone.
对我们之中有些举起手来说，我想要把我的信心单单放在耶稣身上的这些人。
God, we come to you.
主啊，我们来到你面前。
With nothing but what Jesus has done for us.
我们没有别的一切，我们只有耶稣为我们做的一切。
We confess that we have nothing in ourselves.
我们承认我们自己什么都做不了。
But we trust in you for salvation.
但是我们信靠你，主，你给了我们救恩。
This morning, we pray that you will help us to know you.
今天早上我们祷告主啊，你帮助我们认识你。
Those of us who have been Christians for maybe a long time.
我们中间也有人已经做了很久的基督徒。
This morning, we recommit ourselves to you.
今天早上我们能够再次委身。
That our number one goal is to know you.
我们最大的目标是认识你。
To live entirely with the purpose of knowing you better.
我们整个人生最大的目标就是能够更认识你。
That we'll live in the power of your resurrection.
我们要在你复活的大能里生活。
This week we commit ourselves to that.
我们这一个星期就把自己委身于这个。
We give ourselves to you in faith.
我们在信心之中把自己交托给你主。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
我们再回应麦牧师的信息。